Commanders have agreed to implement policies to curb alcohol-related disciplinary problems on base and in Anchorage, according to Lieutenant Colonel Bill Kuppernall, a spokesman for the U.S. Army in Alaska. He says the new policies will be aimed at improving discipline and standards and include an alcohol ban.
The policy hasn't been written yet, but we do anticipate restricting alcohol in the barracks on post.
Soldiers over 21 will still be permitted to drink alcohol at the one club on the J. Bear Richardson side of the base, Kuppernall says, as well as to drink off post. There's already a ban on alcohol in barracks on the Air Force side of the base, a spokesman for the U.S. Air Force in Alaska says. Kuppernall says the ban on alcohol in Army barracks is part of a larger strategy.
It's not one single policy. It's really a number of different initiatives that are aimed at reducing the number of disciplinary issues and alcohol-related incidents across U.S. Army Alaska.
Kuppernall says the U.S. Army in Alaska is also considering routine checks by officers on base, as well as increasing courtesy patrols in downtown Anchorage to make sure soldiers are staying out of trouble. He says service members are already provided with a phone number to call for a ride if they go out and drink too much. Officials are also reviewing existing policies concerning guns.
Disciplinary issues that involve weapons are pretty risky behavior. If there's a mistake or there's events that take place with alcohol and firearms, that makes it even worse. So we're looking at those and making sure that the policies that already exist are enforced.
About 4,000 deployed soldiers returned to J-Bear in 2012, and Kuppernall says alcohol-related disciplinary problems have been on the rise lately.
There's a large number of different types of events or incidents that take place, and one of the common themes, whether it be suicide or suicide gestures or abuse, sexual assaults or fights in the barracks, and one of the common themes is alcohol and drug use.
Kuppernall says urine analysis tests are already administered to soldiers to uncover drug use. Rules vary for drinking on base, but generally drinking is allowed for those 21 years and older when they're not on duty. A National Army spokesperson didn't have information on how common it was for bases to ban alcohol on barracks. A spokesman for Joint Base Lewis McChord near Tacoma, Washington, says there's not a ban on alcohol in barracks for Army or Air Force personnel there. The new alcohol policies at J-Bear Richardson, including the alcohol ban in barracks, will officially begin in February. But Kuppernall says lower-level commanders may already be implementing it. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.